Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mr. Dupree?
Morning.
Where did you, honestly, he flies in, he attends the DSS Christmas party. We're standing here talking. I started looking for you. You're gone. And then you just disappeared to St. Louis. You don't even come by this morning. I feel like a cheap date. I feel like an old prom dress.
Man, I can't keep up with y'all.
My ass, you son of a bitch.
You can't. It went Kansas City to hit it so hard. I'm a lightweight.
You're such a lying son of a bitch, man.
I'm a lightweight.
Adorable.
I see. I didn't even see you moonwalk on out of there.
When Nikki starts doing that stuff that she does, I just like, oh. I mean, when that happens, you got to just say, okay, I better ex. I mean, y'all are used to it, but I'm like, God Almighty.
Got to maintain that Christianity. You
yeah, you do.
And the thing is, you hear about her, and then of course there's that private Facebook page thing that she's got. I mean, but when you see it in person. And I've seen it before, but it still shocks the hell out of you.
Truth, I can't argue with that part. That's
but I, you know what? I did enjoy my shower afterwards. It was, but it was good. So anyway,
so you jumped up and got. You're already in St. Louis this morning.
Damn.
Yeah, well, I'm about there. I'm on my way. So.
You're a maniac, you're a goddamn maniac. Listen. It was a great time at DSS last night, but that's just the precursor. You roll into St. Louis tonight. You guys have got a show there, and then back into Kansas City for the last show of the year for you.
Yeah, man, we always enjoy whining at home. It's why KC's special to us, and the Uptown just got a better sounding room, and just offers a. Plenty of room for the backstage festivities, so I'm sure it'll be another one for the books. And it is the last show of the year, and we've had a great year of touring, and it's just the years click by just faster and faster these days. But I mean, it has been one hell of a year winding up, and then of course 2025. I'm already knee deep in 2025 as far as all the cool stuff that's going on, man. We give away like a dozen Harley Davidson motorcycles this year. I mean, it's coming up in 2025, part of the Rolling USA series starts January the 3rd is when it starts, and you can get out to your Worth Harley Davidson and Outlaw Harley Davidson. You can register for, to win not only a motorcycle, you can win a trip to Daytona Beach, Florida in March. I mean, when you guys are still wrestling with some cold weather, you could be on the beach in March with Daytona Bike Week and be standing on stage with me, one of 10 qualifiers that get to pick a key out of a bucket. If somebody's key unlocks the fortune, cranks that thing, rides off on a brand new Harley Davidson motorcycle. We do that throughout the year.
Let me back up on this, because for those guys who don't know what we're talking about, it's Jesse and Jackal have always been synonymous with motorcycles. He grew up riding them. The first thing he ever purchased with money from the band was a Heritage, and it was a Cow Glide, and it's always been a part of it. His father rode, he rides. The dealerships have always been a stop for Jackal. They played a lot of them, and they became pretty much the official band of Sturgis and the rally. So it was only natural that you ended up working with these guys and doing these trips to every one of these rallies from Laconia to South Dakota. And now that you hooked up with Harley, they give away motorcycles. So you not only win the trip, they take care of you on that. You get up on that stage, and how many bikes have you given away total now?
About 23.
23 man. Brand new Harley Davidson. Big motorcycles, not like big ones, like top of the line stuff. And it's perfect, man. You get a great rock show. You get a goddamn chance at a motorcycle. You get to go to the rally trip of your dreams. And how many? Because there's Daytona, there's Laconia, there's South Dakota, and there's two more, right?
There's Texas, there's Arkansas, but we plus things up this year. This is the most exciting thing that I've got to remember to make sure I brought off the top. I share this. Anybody that registers this year for any of the rolling campaigns are automatically registered to win a trip to European Bike Week for my Rolling Austria series. That means you get to fly into Milan, Italy. You'll spend the night there. You'll wake up the next day, Eagle Rider motorcycle. You know, Eagle Rider rents motorcycles. It's like a Hertz rental car of motorcycles. Yeah. And you can do it all over the world. They got Eagle Rider motorcycle rentals.
If you go to Italy and you do not wear a World War II Army helmet, I am going to be pissed off.
Well, you know, I'll do it. But like, you're talking to the guy that stood beside you when we peed on the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
And so, I mean, we did do that. So the helmet's an easy one. But so you fly to Milan, Italy, you spend the night, then Eagle Rider puts you on motorcycles, a two-day guided tour through the Alps. You spend the night in the Alps. We spend one night in the Alps. You drop down into Farkassi, Austria, spend two nights at European Bike Week, leave the bikes in Vienna, and fly back home. And it's really, really going to be a great trip and a great experience for somebody. I'm excited about giving that away, too. I'm going to have to go over there and go with them.
No, dude, it's going to be incredible. And, well, listen, this Saturday night, this rolls in. Like, if you're just joining the show or if you've never been to a family reunion, you have to understand this is not just Kansas City. This is the band and all the family. The tour bus loaded up somewhere in the Carolinas yesterday, and we were laughing. It's everybody's rolling in. Kids, wives, husbands. I talked to Roman yesterday, of course, the bass player for Jackal. He and Donna, his wife, had already flown into St. Louis. They were celebrating, and they're doing everything. How many people are coming in on the bus from family? Did Nigel
Nigel Joe. Everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to go too because they hear what a party it is. So yeah, the bus is loaded down, and it's going to be a good one, man. We count on Kansas City to make sure that it is. It's not about coming out to see the show; it's about coming out to be part of it. And I'll say that again: don't just plan on coming to see the show. Plan on being part of it because everybody is, and it's a special show. Man, it's something that you know a lot of bands don't get a chance to share the bond that we've developed with Kansas City and it's after a damn Chiefs football game. So if you guys don't come in completely tearing the walls apart, I don't know what's going to be wrong. It should be one hell of a day. It's the ultimate celebration place after the game. So come on.
Yeah, no, listen, and let's see what we can do. Who are we? We're playing Texas.
Texas.
All right, so because I don't know goddamn thing about football. Jake, do we win against the Texans? Hey, Jake, are you paying attention to me? God damn,
yeah.
He never pays attention to me, Jesse. Never. What? Listen, are we? Oh, you know what?
What's up?
Suck my. That's it. I'm done. I see him in there chatting it up on the goddamn phone. As who? God only knows who. Is this what you got to deal with, Jesse? Where no one just around you will listen to you?
Well, when it comes to football, I quit watching football when Kenny Stabler retired.
Dude, I saw a picture of Jesse. You played football in high school.
I did, you know. I mean, I just got to where, you know, everybody else kept growing. I mean, I was 150 pounds, and the only way I could play was to play dirty.
Yeah.
So I got kicked out of more games for fighting than I did playing, but they got tired of me doing school. Yeah, I had to work a little extra under the radar on stuff to get it done because of my size. But yeah, I love football. You know, the football used to be a sexy thing. You grew up, you saw the guys that were smoking on the sidelines.
Sure.
Joe Namath slept with Raquel Welch the night before he won the Super Bowl. I mean, that's back when football was real.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, then they started scripting it. But anyway,
hold on. We're winning. It's not scripted when we're winning. It's scripted when they're winning.
I'm not talking about playing. I'm talking about what goes on the backside. But
sure.
The in-between stuff is fun. Yeah. Now, it's going to be a big weekend. And we were excited about being at the Uptown. And the guys, I mean, you talk about getting wound up for it. I mean, this is something that, like, that's why all the entire family loads up on the bus and comes with them.
That'll be a great night, man. I can't wait to see what happens next year with the Full Throttle, what's happening with the bike giveaways, what's going on with you guys and recording new music. And I know you've been – there's always something. Literally, I'll call and I'll go, what have you been working on? He's like, I recorded an entire Conway Twitty cover record. Like, what are you – and I'll start getting pieces of it. I'm like, it's the goddamnest thing you ever heard. And then Dixie Inc., well, you know, you'll put out country music, and then you'll put out another record, and then you'll do another fun moment. And it's you guys are doing it now like you always have. For fun, because it makes you happy, because it's the kind of thing you think will go over great in the moment. Not because you're chasing a trend, not because you're trying to be flavor of the month, just because you are who you are.
Well, you know, playing with Nigel on this stuff, you know, lately I've been enjoying playing with, I mean, who else gets to make rock music that sounds like God's balls with their son?
Right.
And Nigel is just such a talented fellow, whether I'm putting on guitar or vocal or playing the drums, he's just, he's a lot of fun to work with. And then him and Roman, he grew up playing with Roman, and he's a trip, man. He just got back from Japan. He was over with his band over. They played Japan. They played Europe and for 3 weeks. And
oh, Tuck Smith, yeah. And of course, you released your solo record, Breathing Fire, came out last year. This year. And it,
Breathing Fire's kicking, yeah.
Oh, dude, man, I'm telling you, from Born to Ride the Lightning, Breathing Fire, the title track, man, Stranded, incredible, man. It's Not Love, Kill the Sunshine, a couple songs of Brian Johnson on there.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out the Breathing Fire album, it's one of my most proud accomplishments. It's an incredible rock record. It's just got nothing but attitude and tone and just fun straight up. Especially if you got a beer in your hand or a drink of liquor, it's a damn good album. So check it out.
All right, listen, I know you got a show tonight, and we'll all see you tomorrow night, man, but my phone's exploded. Literally from world-class respected orthopedic surgeons to guys who just got out of jail. That's who I'm getting.
Wow.
That's
and they were all parts in between. Nikki, I am proud of you, and might I say, flexible. Unbelievable.
I appreciate unbelievable. You noticing.
Well, the one leap that you did was just like, how does she go from there to there? I don't know. It's just amazing, but... It freaked me out a little bit. I had to kind of say that was enough for me, but it was a good night.
I'm glad we had our time, Jess.
He's the legend. He is Jesse James Dupree. Brother, I'll call you later, man. You stay right there. Be safe.